gospel truth demonstrated in a collection of doctrinal books given forth by that faithful minister of Jesus Christ, George Fox, containing principles essential to Christianity and salvation, held among the people called Quakers. Therefore, since we have this ministry by the mercy of God, we do not lose heart, but we have renounced the hidden things of shame, not walking slyly, nor handling the word of God deceitfully. But by revealing the truth, we commend ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. 2 Cor 4:1-2 and 3 volumes, printed in the year 1706, reprinted 1831, Philadelphia. The following table of contents is to the doctrine books, I, Roman 2, and Roman 3 of the 8-volume set of the works of George Fox. These doctrine books are full of outstanding writings, which are significant help in understanding the Bible, the Old Covenant, the New Covenant, and the true hope of the Scriptures. The editor of this site has found some of these writings breathtaking in the understanding and hope presented, backed up with great depth of Scriptures quoted. Fox's writings have been edited for modernized language, grammar, and punctuation. Many of Fox's words are directly from the King James Bible, and many of them are linked for your reference and enjoyment. Fox used the King James Bible of the 17th century. There have been many minor clarifications and corrections to the King James Version since then. You may notice an occasional slight difference in a word Fox is quoting from the older King James Version compared to today's King James Version, but never of any significance. In the KJV, conversation meant conduct, charity meant love. These changes have been made in Fox's quotations. On several occasions, Fox's direct quotations from the King James have been replaced by more understandable text from the New King James Bible, or less frequently, the New International or Amplified Bibles. If you would like to read more about who George Fox was, the first chapter of his journal is particularly recommended, which describes his youth and spiritual journey. His inspiring translation to paradise is detailed and concludes with being raised by Christ up to the state of Adam and Eve before the fall, still capable of falling to temptation, and then raised to the state of Christ, to sit down in Christ, beyond Adam's state, and not subject to falling to temptation. In addition, there is also available a short summary of his life and the early Quakers that he founded. Fox also has left 400 letters to the churches he founded. These writings are almost all addressed to the spiritually mature Christians, those who had experienced or were on the journey's completion to the baptism of death, Christ to be risen within them, to see his face, to fellowship with he and the Father, and to be living in paradise while still on earth. These letters are full of spirit-breathed exhortations and encouragements. Also on this site is the book, The Great Mystery of the Great Whore Unfolded and Antichrist's Kingdom Revealed, by Fox, devoted to answering all the charges against the faith of the early Quakers. The charges and answers by Fox serve to illustrate the desperation of the leaders of Christendom, including their blatant disregard of the Scriptures, their complete lack of the Spirit of God, and their arrogant opinions. Thus you see the beast's lies and misrepresentations, and why Christendom is Babylon, which means confusion, with which Babylon has smothered her customers. Fox's three doctrine books below are primarily written to the world of Christendom, the rulers of the people, and all peoples of the world. The original books are also available in the online version of this site for viewing in PDF format in their unedited language. The red-colored selections are particularly recommended for reading. Those in green are the best of the best. All the titles can be clicked on to take you directly to the writing. May they be an inspiration to you on your journey to the kingdom of God within, as you seek, listen, hear, and obey the voice of the Lord, the word of God within your heart. The Works of George Fox, Volume 4, Doctrine Book I, Preface of Testimonies Regarding Fox, That All Should Know the Way to the Kingdom, the World's Profession, Without Foundation, A Word from the Lord. To all the world, a must read. To all who love the Lord Jesus Christ, mercy and peace be multiplied unto you. To the high and lofty ones, to all the rulers of the earth, a visitation to the Jews, to those who have long had the Scriptures the difference between ministers of the word and ministers of the world. A call to repentance, principally to merchants of London, the mystery of a woman's subjection to her husband, fasting and prayer, that God accepts the promise of God proclaimed, why silence in prayer is necessary. To all the government officials, the world's hypocritical salutations, to each other the fashions of the world. Exposed the second covenant, a warning to merchants who sell the pearl. Found the wrath of the Lamb, all priests and ministers, called to the judgment bar by an officer of the Lamb. Serious people's debate with the world's believers and teachers, the world's compared to the saints' relations with others to the people of Uxbridge, a word on behalf of the king to the Turk. Muslim, to the magistrates of Malta, to the emperor of Austria, to the king of France, to the king of Spain, to the pope, to the emperor of China, to all the nations. Regarding quaking plain, talk to the religious teachers, to both houses of parliament. Christ forbids swearing what the Quakers affirm and deny a declaration to the Jews, to all that profess Christianity. Christ's light, the only sure antidote to Satan's poisonous temptations, a measure of liberty and persecution, to rulers of families, colleges, etc. Some questions to Christian believers and teachers, to all sorts of people in Christendom. Gospel liberty and the royal law of love concerning the Act of Parliament, making Quaker meetings of more than 5 persons subject to banishment from their mother country, a hammer to break up all the false idols and images. The heathen's divinity, to the shame of Christians, to all believers in the Christian world, and to Jews and Muslims. The works of George Fox, Volume 5, Doctrine Book Roman 2, a warning to all who claim to be Christians. To all preachers, ministers, pastors, bishops, teachers in Christendom, a mirror for the Jews, a testimony of beliefs, why swearing is wrong, on a separate webpage. The early church's ordination and succession profession, talking above possession to all magistrates and people who call themselves Christians, the love of mankind, expressed from those who the people of the world call Quakers to those who deny revelation, still occurs today, prophecy, measure, and rule, and the inspiration and sufficiency of the Spirit. The beginning of tithes in the law and the ending of tithes in the gospel, the spiritual man Christ Jesus, the blessed seed, light of life, purger of conscience, healer of nations, and restorer of mankind. Christ's parable of Dives and Lazarus, for all called Christians and others to consider. A testimony for all masters of ships and seamen to consider concerning how the world is called the sea in scriptures concerning Christ, the spiritual and holy head over his holy church, and his church's steadfastness and confidence, and the unity and oneness in him now concerning schisms and errors among the Christians, to all who profess themselves Christians, and to all kings, princes, and governors of the world, the spirit of man, the candle of the Lord, the candle of the wicked often put out. A testimony concerning the blood of the old covenant and the blood of the new covenant. A demonstration to the Christians in name, without the nature of it. Election and reprobation, predestination disputed, clearly discovered, and the ignorance of many concerning election and reprobation of persons, manifested. Now concerning false doctrines, if God has ordained the greatest part of men and women for hell and condemnation, as many of the priests and professors say and preach, then let them consider these scriptures as follows. A distinction between the new covenant and the old, the man Christ Jesus, the head of the church, and true mediator in opposition to the papist head, their pope. Now concerning mediators, a warning to all that profess Christianity and others to beware of covetousness, which is idolatry. The works of George Fox, Volume 6, Doctrine Book Roman 3, concerning the living God of truth and the world's God, in whom there is no truth. A must read. A clear distinction between the Old Covenant or Old Testament and the New Covenant or New Testament, and how Christ has abolished and taken away the first covenant and testament and established the second. Deep explanation to the Great Turk and King at Algiers, together with a postscript of George Patterson's capturing the Turks and freeing them on their own shore. George Patterson's taking the Turks. The Protestant Christian Quaker, a sufferer by relics of popery under all powers for 30 years last past, who have persecuted for religion, yet call the Holy Scriptures their rule, that justifies no such practice. Concerning the upright and good conversation of the saints in Christ and in heaven, an encouragement for all to trust in the Lord. God dwells not in temples made with hands. Concerning persecution in all ages to this day. How he that was born after the flesh persecuted him that was born of the Spirit, and even so it is now. Yes, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution, 2 Tim 3:12. Mark all those who will live godly, not those who will live ungodly, out of Christ Jesus. For unto you it is given in the behalf of Christ, not only to believe on him, but also to suffer for his sake, Phil 1:29. A warning to all who serve alcohol in their businesses to never serve any person more than is good for them. Several plain truths manifested and declared from the Spirit of God, and borne testimony to by Christ, the apostles, and scriptures of truth. Concerning Mount Zion. A distinction between wars and armor in the Old Testament and the New, concerning Cain. Concerning uniformity and conformity. The authority of the Church of Christ. Concerning exhorting and admonishing. Concerning such as cry against orders. Concerning meeting in houses, ships, streets, mountains, and highways. And in what places the prophet Jeremiah, Christ, and the apostles taught or preached in may be seen in the scriptures. Children, the state of the birth, temporal and spiritual, and the duty and state of a child, youth, young men, aged men, and fathers in the truth. Trying of spirits in our age now, as in the apostles' days, by the Spirit of Christ, the anointing within. Heavenly and spiritual worship, unity and communion. A word of admonition to those who wander from the anointing and teaching within, and from the Father and the Son. Concerning those who will and will not enter the kingdom of God and new and heavenly Jerusalem, those who forbid preaching or teaching in the name of Jesus, and those ashamed to confess him. To government officials, calling themselves Christians. An exhortation to all people, to pureness, cleanness, and holiness, and faithfulness to the Lord. Concerning such as eat up God's people like bread, and such as make idols and images and worship them, are without the true understanding, and are fools that hate knowledge, and such as go into adultery and uncleanness. The cause of drought and barrenness, famine and plagues, for disobeying the Lord and grieving his spirit. Concerning those who overcome the beast, and dragon, and whore, and false prophet. The two suppers of Christ, one the Last Supper in the same night that he was betrayed before he was crucified, and the supper after he was risen, which he calls people to in Rev 3:20, to hear his voice and open the door, and he will sup with them, and they shall sup with him. Baptism of the Holy Spirit's unquenchable fire versus outward water, the resurrection of the just and unjust. The stone that smote the image, Christ the vine, the vineyard destroyed by the Jews. A distinction between the laws, commandments, and ordinances of the higher powers, for the punishment of evildoers, and for the praise of those who do well. A distinction between true liberty and false, how the unchangeable God is, and how all people may know him, and in what he is worshipped and served. A true account of the sensible, thankful, and holy state of God's people, and of his speaking to them, both in the Old and New Covenant. How the Lord spoke unto Moses in the outward tabernacle in the Old Testament, and God speaks now by his Son in the New Testament, in the tabernacle and hearts of his people. To all government officials who profess Christianity. Concerning Christian gospel liberty, against persecution, and one Christian, forcing, persecuting, imprisoning, and spoiling the goods of another, because they will not be of their faith, worship, or religion. How God's people are not to take the names of the heathen gods in their mouths. Showing the names of the months and days are names of old heathen gods. Why the Quakers named the days and months by numbers than the heathen gods' names. A testimony for God's truth. First, concerning new and heavenly Jerusalem and Jerusalem from below. How all nations may see with the light, the life in Christ, him the great mountain that fills the whole earth. Here you may see how male and female were meet helps in the government, when God made them in his image of righteousness and holiness, and how Christ restores man up into his image again, and how that male and female are all one in him, and of the increase of Christ's government and peace there is no end. Here you may see how everyone is to improve his talent which Christ gives them. If not, it will be taken from them, and they cast into utter darkness. The works of George Fox, Volume 6, Doctrine Book Roman 3, continued concerning the apostate Christians, that think to do miracles by dead men's bones, of praying to the saints that are dead, and asking counsel of the dead, and praying for the dead. Concerning the apostate Christians' tradition of a purgatory, after they are dead. Concerning the apostate Christians' traditions, of making a God or Christ of bread and wine, and of their bowing to him, and worshiping him, and eating him when they have done. We never read that the heathens, nor the apostate Jews, when they had made gods and bowed to them and worshipped them, to eat them when they were done. Concerning the traditions of the Jews and apostate Christians. Christ is the rock and foundation which the Heavenly Father revealed to Peter, on which he builds his church, and not on Peter, nor that which flesh and blood had revealed to Peter. Now concerning whom the scripture said is the true rock and foundation, the antiquity of our cross. The threats of Sultan Mahomet, the Great Turk and George Foxes reply to the threats concerning daily sacrifices and offerings. Concerning the antiquity of the people of God called Quakers, their worship, their mother, new and heavenly Jerusalem, their faith, and who is the author and finisher of it, their belief, their way, their original, their hope, distinct from the hope of the hypocrite that perishes, their gospel, the true ministers, their leader and teacher, and that which gives them knowledge, their mediator, their overseer, the church of Christ's prayer, and in what is their cross and their baptism. A spiritual or heavenly salutation to all the tender-hearted in Christendom that are seeking the kingdom of God and the righteousness thereof, which I desire and entreat them to read over, in the love of God, in which they are sent to them, from him that desires the good of all mankind here and their eternal happiness hereafter. Prayer and singing must be in the Spirit. Scripture testimony against persecution for religion, and a persuasive to take off all the laws in Christendom made to force or bind the tender consciences, which is God's prerogative, the inward and spiritual warfare and the false pretense of it, and a distinction between the true liberty and the false. Shepherds, husbandmen, fishermen, and tradesmen made prophets and apostles to preach the word of God and set forth his glory. Concerning purification by fire and water in the Old and New Testament, and the eating of the heavenly bread, that people may grow thereby and not be dwarfs. How God has anointed the true ministers of Christ and his church, and they have the anointing in them. Those who ignorantly say Christ reconciles the devil, who destroys him and his works, and slays the enmity. How the son of perdition betrayed Christ without, and since his ascension betrays Christ within. Concerning prayer by the Spirit, without the Bible. Several treatises worthy of every true Christian's serious consideration. A distinction between the prophets of God, Christ, and his ministers, and the messengers of Satan. For the one preaches up Christ's works and things, and the other preaches up Satan's works and his evil things. Wherein you may clearly see, the outward body of man and woman is not the body of death, nor sins of the flesh, nor the old man with his deceitful lusts, which must be put off. And how that men and women had outward bodies, before the body of death and sins of the flesh, and the old man came into them, and by what means they came into man, and by what means they are cast out again, while men and women are upon the earth. And how that the ministers of Satan teach people that they must carry about them a body of death, and sins of the flesh, and imperfection, whilst on this side the grave, which never did the prophets of God, Christ, nor his apostles preach any such doctrine. Roman 2. Priests the chief promoters of persecution in the prophets, Christ, and the apostles' days and since, and now the Lord is opening the eyes of people's understandings, that they will not let them ride upon them, as Balaam in his error upon his ass for his wages of unrighteousness. Roman 3. What a scabbed flock the bishops and priests have, which should oversee them, and how the magistrates are troubled with them to send them to the jails and transport them. Roman 4. How no persecutor upon the earth, for faith, worship, and religion, can exercise a good conscience towards God and man until they are converted. V. The bad example of Gehazi and Simon Magus to be shunned. Roman 6. Concerning the priests and professors that say they must do as the priests say, not as they do. Roman 7. To all you priests, teachers, and professors that mock and scoff at the motions of the Spirit. Roman 8. A reformation from heathenism and popery, concerning the observation of days, months, times, and years, the beggarly elements of the world. Roman 9. Concerning the builders that reject the cornerstone, and the husbandmen that kill the Lord's servants and son, and how Cain built the city Nod, and Nimrod the city and Tower Babel. And God has set up his city, new and heavenly Jerusalem, and the apostate Christians have set up the city Babylon since the apostles' days. Ex News. Cain, Ishmael, Esau, Korah, Dathan, and Abiram, Balaam, and old Simon Magus, and his followers have turned into outward Christians. So here you may see the heavenly and spiritual gifts that God and Christ gives to his ministers are not to be bought and sold for money, and those who do are in the bond of iniquity and gall of bitterness, like Simon Magus. Roman 12. How that such as kill and persecute people are not like to convert them, as the apostles did. Roman 13. Concerning the papists making the flesh and blood of Christ of bread and wine, and the apostle said, they knew Christ no more after the flesh. and how the formal Christians take the bread and wine kneeling in remembrance of Christ's death, and his disciples took it sitting. Roman 14, the trial of the Pope Spiri T. Roman 15, concerning the kingdom of God.